We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Discerning False Doctrines, Part 2. Today's devotional was written by Abraham D. Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from 1 Timothy 6:3-4. If someone spreads false teachings and does not agree with sound words, that is, those of our Lord Jesus Christ, and with the teaching that accords with godliness, he is conceited and understands nothing, but has an unhealthy interest in controversies and verbal disputes. This gives rise to envy, dissension, slanders, evil suspicions. I have just read from the New English Translation. Sound doctrine produces godliness, but false doctrine produces confusion and spiritual weakness. This is one of the ways a believer can discern whether a teaching is truly from God. The teachings of the Lord Jesus always lead people toward repentance, humility, love, holiness, and obedience to God. False teachings often do the opposite. They excuse sin, encourage pride, and create unnecessary controversies among believers. When a person begins to disregard the words of the Lord Jesus, it becomes easy to twist other parts of Scripture to support personal opinions. This is why the teachings of Christ must remain central to our understanding of the faith. The apostles themselves built their teachings upon the foundation laid by the Lord. Their writings were not meant to replace the words of Christ, but to explain and apply them to the life of the church. The safest place for any believer is to remain grounded in the clear teachings of the Lord Jesus. When his words shape our understanding of Scripture, we are protected from many forms of deception. But when people begin to reinterpret or dismiss his words, they open the door to doctrines that lead believers away from the simplicity and purity of the faith. Go into today determined to treasure the words of the Lord Jesus and allow them to guide your understanding of the whole Bible. A believer who remains anchored in his words will not easily be carried away by every new doctrine. Prayer. Lord, help me love and obey the words of the Lord Jesus. Protect my heart from deception and establish me firmly in the truth of your word. Amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Saviour, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Saviour. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Job 7-8. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.